Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's time for our spring membership drive. More about that in a minute. PBS personal finance expert Jonathan Pond has devoted a good piece of his career to sharing his wit and wisdom about finances with public media audiences across the country. He believes that contributing to your public radio station is one of the best investments you can make in the future. Jonathan also has great advice about how to secure your future financially. He's appeared on many network and cable television stations, including regular segments on CNN and more than 50 times on NBC's Today Show. He joins us again today. Welcome back to the show, Jonathan Pond.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be with you again, Ann.
You know, living within one's means is always at the top of your list, but most people have to take out loans for homes to buy and to buy a car. What's the best way to figure out what's within your means when you're planning for a long-term investment like a home?
Well, I'm a big advocate of home ownership, so the key issue is generally, you know, get a home that's affordable, but not way beneath your means, because you know you don't want to go from house to house to house if you can avoid that. I refer to that those as people who have edifice complexes. But you take out a mortgage. You know, you take out a 30-year mortgage typically, and then you pay it off in 30 years or less. I mean, the problem is, and this really happened. You know the middle of last decade, people were using their homes as personal piggy banks, and suddenly they find themselves approaching retirement with a sizable mortgage and a home equity loan, and it really clouds their retirement prospects. So respect it. Buy the house, 30-year mortgage, and then if you have a few dollars left over, make extra payments against the mortgage. I mean, it's amazing how fast you can amortize your mortgage, you know, cut the period of time in half with just an extra period to pay it off in half for the typical mortgage with an extra $100 or $200 a month against principal. So, just be responsible. If you buy a car, you know, the average car loan is 6 or 7 years.
People are doing that typically now?
They are doing it typically, and then, you know, after 3 or 4 years, the car starts to have problems and all that, and they're still making payments on it. It makes no sense. You know, my daughter bought a car, and we helped her out a little bit, but I said, you got to have some skin in the game. So she went to a credit union and went in, and I said, I don't want you to have anything more than 3 years. So she goes in, and they go in and they say, and this is a teacher, you know, not somebody with an astronomical income. They looked at her situation and they said, you qualify for an 8-year loan.
Yeah.
And she said, apparently her exact words, she says, well, I'm sorry, but I'm the preacher's daughter. And it has to be 3 years. But the average kid would go in there.
Wow.
Three letters come to mind with that 8-year loan, B, M, and W. And they walk out of there, and then they just go from car loan to car loan to car loan. And you want to pay off, you know, what you want to do is get a 3 or 4 year loan, pay it off in 3 or 4 years, hold on to the car for 10 years, for heaven's sakes. And then if you save along the way, you'll pay cash. Once you pay cash for a car, you always pay cash for a car. And that's the way it works in life. So debt, you know, there are reasonable reasons to borrow, mainly to buy a house and for education. But don't take forever to pay them off.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It is our spring membership drive. Remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget. Please make your gift right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. For a contribution of $5 a month as a sustainer or give a one-time gift of $60, we'll send you Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts. The subtitle of the book is Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. And for that gift of $5 a month as a sustaining member, you get a book that you cannot find in bookstores, you cannot order it online, but you can get it right now, Money Smarts. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. We have Jonathan Pond for the hour, and we're looking forward to hearing from our listeners with calls and questions. They always have, I have smart listeners, right, Jonathan?
You sure do. This is exhausting for me.
I prepare for this show, but I also kind of, I know that there are going to be great calls out there, too.
Yeah.
We have an email from Tim already. Do you want to hear it?
Why not?
I wonder what Mr. Pond thinks about life insurance with a long-term health rider, either universal or whole life. I understand this is a newer product, and it sounds very logical.
Tim, it can be. The problem with insurance, particularly life insurance, is the fancier add-ons they have. And, you know, when it's life insurance tied in with health insurance, remember, the big print giveth and the fine print taketh away. A lot of people I know in the insurance industry say these are just gimmicks. So if you need life insurance and you need long-term care insurance, maybe buy a life insurance policy and a long-term care policy. It doesn't mean it won't work, but be very careful about these hybrid offerings they have, like inflation-adjusted or market-based annuities. They're not there out of the goodness of their heart to give you a good deal. So it could work for you, but maybe consider getting pure life insurance. Whole life insurance is a great way to put money away for the future and to have some insurance coverage to protect family members, but it's not a major investment vehicle. You need to contribute to your workplace plans. You need to do an IRA. You maybe need to put a little money aside for a rainy day. So you don't want to sacrifice a lot of money on the altar of a whopping life insurance policy.
1-866-897-9678 is the number to call. If you want to show your support for 89.7 NPR News, you can also go to WOSU.org and make that show of support online. We do have volunteers waiting for your calls, though, right now. So if you want to talk to local Central Ohioan who's showing their support for 89.7 NPR News by volunteering, give us a call right now, 1-866-897-9678. If you have a question for Jonathan Pond, you can give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. And Anita in Amanda, you're on the air. Hi, Anita in Amanda.
Hi. Just as I tuned in, I think I heard something about stock or something about bonds. I wanted to move money out of the stock market into the bond market. Mm-hmm. And I was told by my financial advisor that because interest rates were going to go up and continue going up, that bonds weren't a good investment.
Yep. I think you're getting a reasonable advice. If you want to get out of the stock market, and is there a reason you want to get out of the stock market?
I think it's headed for trouble.
Okay. It may be headed for trouble, but over the long run, you're not going to last. This money is going to last you a long time. So,
I know, but I'm at an age of 80 when I'm not a long-term investor anymore.
Okay. Well, yeah, you may be a 15 or 20 years is what you should at least plan for. But if you want to move out of bonds now, and the Money Smarts investment planner, which I'll talk about in a couple of minutes, will suggest that you stay in short-term bonds or a couple of rather arcane but easily obtainable categories of bonds. One is TIPS, Treasury Inflation Protected Securities. And the other one is floating rate bonds, and those tend to rise in value when interest rates rise, and we could be in the midst of a rising interest rate environment. So I think your advice is sound, but there are categories of bonds which will insulate your principal at least somewhat or to a great deal if bond rates rise. And you'll get recommendations of floating rate bonds and short-term bond funds in your investment planner report. So thank you very much for your question.
Anita, thank you so much for your call. Once again, if you have a question or comment for Jonathan Pond, the number to call is 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. You can check out our Facebook page, post your question or comment there. PBS financial advice expert Jonathan Pond is offering three thank you gifts to you and a great combo package. These gifts are exclusive for public broadcasting. They're only available to you right now. You can go to our website and read detailed descriptions of all of the gifts. You can call and ask about those gifts. We have local people here right now taking the calls, 1-866-897-9678, or visit WOSU.org. Our thank you gift levels this hour, they range from $5 a month to $10 a month to $20 a month when you become a sustaining member. So really, there's something for anyone in any budget. Your sustaining gift can be withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card each month. Each of these thank you gifts will help you navigate the current economy. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. You know, Jonathan, Anita raises an important issue, I think, for me in my mind. Something I usually ask you about is, you know, a lot of people think they're sort of done tweaking things at a certain point, that this financial planner, that this investment planner isn't for them once they reach a certain age. I think that you've told me before that a lot of people go for this who are in their 60s, 70s, 80s, and sometimes even their 90s.
That's right. The age range is 18 to 96, I think, but fully a third take advantage of these. Who do so are retired, and also roughly a third will take advantage of these as a gift for a family member, mm-hmm. which is I think a great way to help them become financially literate. Yeah, your financial life doesn't go away, as Anita was so aptly suggesting.
Yeah.
When you retire, there's a lot, and the reports for retirees are completely different than the reports for us working stiffs. So I think it's important. It's important to I've been reviewed very positively in the media about my work with retirees, mm-hmm. because it's important to make sure you have your act together. And one thing, you know, Anita, this is a broad, very broad rule of thumb, but for a retiree, I am hard pressed to see a justification for a retiree having any less than 40% of their money in stocks. And the reason for that is retirees, they tend to focus on income. I need income. I need a secure income. But they need growth as well, because Anita is going to see her cost of living probably double, even though she's now an octogenarian. And that's you're not going to get that with bonds.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bit of a balancing act. And what we're here to do is to give you information you can trust. The financial planner, which is available at $10 a month as a sustainer, or $120 one-time gift, looks at all areas of your financial life. It's based on a questionnaire. You fill it out, either on paper or online, and I will get you a report that is customized to your own situation.
And if you've gotten the financial planner in the past, or the Money Smarts investment planner, this isn't going to be. These are updated. These are revised over time and regularly, right, Jonathan?
Yeah, almost daily.
Yeah, right. So, thanks to Beth Warner in Dublin for your pledge of support, and also Sean Remington in Washington Courthouse. Thanks so much for your show of support for 89.7 NPR News. It is listener supported, 89.7 NPR News. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher, and the time to make a gift is right now while Jonathan Pond is on the air with us. Support the conversations we bring to you every day. We work hard to bring you interesting people. Our conversations are in-depth. Many times we talk to a guest for an entire hour. We always talk to Jonathan for an entire hour. I've been talking to Jonathan for an hour at a time since I started on the show 7.5 years ago. You only find that on public radio. Support 89.7 NPR News at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. $5 a month as a sustainer or a $60 one-time gift, the book Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond. $10 a month as a sustainer, either the Money Smarts Financial Planner or the Money Smarts Investment Planner, plus the Money Smarts book, and subscriptions to Jonathan's e-newsletter, Ponderings. At $20 a month as a sustainer, Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond combo. That's the Money Smarts Financial Planner and the Money Smarts Investment Planner and the Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond book, plus a coupon good for one download of the exclusive ebook version of Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond. This enables you to keep either the softcover book or ebook, or give the other version to a family member or a friend, plus a one-year subscription to Ponderings, Jonathan's weekly e-newsletter. Give us a call right now, 1-866-897-9678. Show your support for what you depend on every single day. 89.7 NPR News. You can also go online to WOSU.org and show your support that way. 1-866-897-9678. And we welcome your calls. Like I said earlier, our callers are, you know, rival me at least when it comes to asking great questions of Jonathan Pond. The number to call, 614-292-8513. Or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. Now, Jonathan, I've been reading about retiring. I read that some retirees are afraid to spend their capital. How do you know what you can spend and how to string it out properly?
Sure. It's pretty much a function of, well, a couple of things. How you've invested. If you've invested for growth, you can withdraw more. If you are so afraid of the market that you invest the money very conservatively in short, treasury bills and things like that. I did a calculation, just a reasonably diversified portfolio versus a retiree who is investing only in treasury bills and CDs. The amount they can safely withdraw if they're investing very conservatively is 60% lower than if they're investing in a diversified fashion for growth. But generally, if you're reasonably well diversified, and your first year of retirement, you can pretty safely take out 4% of the money you have available for retirement. So if you have $500,000, you could safely take 4% of that, or $20,000, out. And then, of course, you've got Social Security and perhaps a pension on top of it. And that money should last you certainly into your mid or late 90s. And it would allow you to increase the amount you withdraw every year by 3%. So you can keep up with the increased cost of living. It's hard to generalize here, and the Money Smarts Financial Planner will give more precise guidance on that, because you raise a very crucial point. I think I wrote a piece in my blog recently where I talked about the breathtaking amount of money some retirees are taking out, and I've spoken with them. They're going to be out of money by their mid 70s, and the problem is, once you establish a pattern of overspending in retirement, it's very, very difficult to cut back.
In our planning, they asked us, how much do you want to spend on travel? It's something we're budgeting in. We're not just assuming that whatever's left over, we can just blow it.
That's right. Yeah, but put that in the, and for some people, travel's a big deal. Mm-hmm. And I say, more power to you. Here's someone who I'll talk about. This is like something we planned for years. But we're taking two trips: one to Machu Picchu in Eastern Ireland, and then later this year to Northern India, Nepal, and Bhutan.
Wow!
And it's a wonderful thing, but you got to put it in the old budget and plan for these things. And this is what these planners will help you do. They'll give you an idea about how to spend, how to budget, budgeting for budget busters, things like car repairs, home repairs, or the old devil dental work. You got to plan that. You got to factor that in, because otherwise they're going to mess your budget up big time.
Medicare doesn't cover vision. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Yeah, Medicare doesn't cover vision, dental, or hearing aids or anything like that.
Right, exactly. And these things will happen.
All right. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It's listener supported, 89.7 NPR News. Joining us this morning, financial advisor Jonathan Pond with our thank you gifts for this hour. Yes, it is our spring membership drive. Yay, spring is here, and so is our membership drive, and so is 89.7 NPR News. We're here for you year after year after year. This will be my seventh spring, sitting here asking you to show your support. The best deal we're offering you right now is the Jonathan Pond Combo for a gift of support of $20 a month as a sustainer. You will receive Jonathan's book, Money Smarts, and the Money Smarts Financial Planner, and the Money Smarts Investment Planner, something that you can split up between other people. Maybe you have one kid graduating from college. Maybe you have one kid that just had their first kid, you know, their first baby. Maybe you have another one that's getting ready to buy a house. All of these kind of apply to different people in different ways. They make great gifts, and it is a great deal for $20 a month. You get everything we're talking about today and a lot of great advice from Jonathan Pond. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Kenneth Brock in Bremen. Kenneth writes, thanks so much for being there. And Kenneth, you are so welcome. We are happy to be here for you. Thanks to you for being out there and showing your support for 89.7 NPR News. These thank you gifts we're talking about are only available to people who support public broadcasting. This is the only way to take advantage of what you're hearing today. Don't wait. Call now. Right, Jonathan Pond?
Exactly.
While he's on the air. He likes to hear that people are responding our pleas. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678.
I had a call yesterday from a devoted member of WOSU who asked, said, I received my questionnaires many years ago. Yep. Are they still good? And yes, there's no deadline on that. The deadline is of roughly 30 minutes until I take my Mary Clambake back to Boston, and I just hope you will support WOSU. I heard a report from the last pledge drive that the $20 a month as a sustainer is doing very well, and that's a great show of support. I think about investing, and I think about donating our hard-earned money. And the reason I'm so devoted to public media, have been now for over two decades, is that I look at it as an investment in the education of your community. And heaven knows this is a big education area. But the nice thing about public media is that it benefits every member of the community, including those many, too many, sadly, who just are struggling in their lives, and yet they can turn to public media and get some wonderful programming and education. And your support helps everyone in the community, not just a certain cohort. And it's that sustains me, because this is a lot of work on my part to provide these reports. So do call in 866-897-9678.
Or go online to WOSU.org. I want to say thank you right now to Beth Crane and Richard McKee in Columbus for your pledge of support. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your support. We appreciate it. We also have an email from Beth. I don't know if it's the same one or not. She says, I have received Jonathan Pond's investment planner two times now, and it is well worth the contribution to WOSU, which has the other obvious benefit of supporting a great service that WOSU provides.
Well, thank you.
No.
What? No, that's wonderful. I hear that a lot, that people step up to their public media station every year to take advantage of these and measure their progress. We're all in this battle together, and the more you can get advice that you can use and advice that you can trust, there are a lot of institutions that don't like what I'm doing. Believe me, they don't like. They claim that I'm trying to put them out of business, and I say why? They said because your guidance is so objective. Well, that's great. I'm happy to do that and will never deviate from that.
You know, that's the other thing I wanted to bring up and I kept forgetting to is the whole trust thing. This is something that's not instead of a financial advisor, that personal advisor, that person that you're working with personally. It's in addition to, it's been a great kind of check, like it's a great checklist of what to do and what you need to do, everything from getting your will in order to, you know, whatever. And it's also a way to check what they're doing. And
well, exactly.
You know, wait a minute.
There's a question in the investment planner questionnaire. Incidentally, these questionnaires are not detailed. The Money Smarts financial planner takes about a half hour to fill
out. They're just pertinent.
And there are a lot of I don't knows in there, and that's fine. I'll remind you to check up on something if you don't know it. So, you know, you're not having to fill out a 75-page questionnaire. But one of the questions is, you know, who makes your investment decisions? And you know, you do or with an advisor. And about half the people have an advisor already, which is fine, you know. And I think a second opinion is very worthwhile. And hopefully... And I've had investment advisors call me saying, you know, I think you rendered very good advice to a client and I'm going to make some adjustments based upon what you have indicated. So
yeah.
It doesn't hurt, certainly.
Thank you to Alice Ann Inskeep in Columbus for your pledge of support. Appreciate your support. I wanted to get back to that email from Beth because it did go on with a question. She said, I understand that the overall approach of keeping to a diversified investment strategy is the right thing to do. But if someone is at an age where they are taking annual withdrawals from a 401k or retirement account, does it make sense to put a couple of years' worth of the withdrawals in a cash-type account or short-term CD since the gains have been good lately, but the market might go down in the next year or so?
Okay, Beth.
Stash some cash somewhere quick.
Yeah, I wouldn't. To give you an idea of how fast the market recovers, the Great Depression in the late 20s, the stocks dropped 85%. Now, if you can include dividends and a couple of other things, they recovered that 85% in 5 or 6 years. And it doesn't get any worse than that. And, you know, we had a couple of rough markets and they recovered. So you don't want to keep too much in cash. I would think, Beth, you know, 6 months in cash. If you're really frightened, 1 year in cash, but don't just do cash, do short-term bond funds, which you find in the Money Smarts investment planner. I'll make a few recommendations. And there you can earn 1% or so, or put the money into CDs. Don't hold your nose and earn nothing on it. So that's okay. You have to be able to sleep at night. And if you're a little concerned about your money and you're drawing down, 6 months, I think a year at most, just let the money reside in safe securities.
If you have a question or comment for Jonathan Pond, you can give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. The time really flies. We have just 26 minutes left with Jonathan. So get your questions in or your comments in now. And also, if you want to show your support for 89.7 NPR News, give us a call, 1-866-897-9678, or go to WOSU.org. We have an email from Jen. She asks, do you have any suggestions for budgeting around child care and tax benefits of different options?
Go over that again.
It's a little awkward sounding. Yeah. Do you have any suggestions for budgeting around child care and the tax benefits of different options?
That's a complex issue, and it depends. You know, it's largely income based, so it's hard to generalize. But let me say one thing, and that is that a lot of people don't take advantage of these when they can receive some wonderful tax benefits from it. So you have to check. I would get if you don't have a tax advisor, I would I'll tell you the coverage on the J.K. Lasser's tax guide, which doesn't cost a whole lot. Will provide you with the information you need. But there are tax credits, which is a direct deduction, and there are tax deductions, and you have to really weigh one against the other based upon your own financial circumstances.
Okay, 1-866-897-9678. If you can show your support right now, you're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It's our spring membership drive. Your support pays for the programs you listen to every day, programs like All Sides and all the other great NPR programs like Morning Edition, All Things Considered. It just goes on and on and on all day. You already know that because you listen all day. These programs are paid for with listener support. And in return for your contribution, we're offering you a great gift from Jonathan Pond, the PBS financial advice expert and my guest this hour. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Again, a gift at the $10 a month sustainer or a one-time gift of $120. You pick up the Money Smarts Financial Planner, which is your personal finance report done by Jonathan Pond. You fill it out, a short questionnaire, and then Jonathan sends you a personalized financial planner. Plus, you also get Jonathan's book. That's for $10 a month as a sustaining member. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And thanks to Diane Gotchnauer in Columbus for your pledge of support. Jonathan, I don't know if we've mentioned yet, maybe you did earlier, that you, when you send the personalized financial planner, you can do that online or by the U.S. mail.
Yeah. It's your choice as to how you do it. It's also your choice as to whether you want to receive your report bound up very nicely or you want to receive it, which you will receive it faster, by email. And I can't overemphasize the fact that this is entirely confidential. There's no involvement by us other than getting you the information that you have provided.
Your number's not going to go on a list that's going to be sold somewhere or anything like that.
No, not at all. And we're not in that business. We're in the business of getting good information. I'm flattered to have been called or styled for many years as America's financial planner. And I think the reason for that is that I'm painfully objective about these things, and I see so many people that are sold things that they shouldn't have invested in, but they're sold a song and dance, and it's unfortunate. And what I'm trying to do is to give you sensible advice, and that's what these planners do. The financial planner looks at all areas of your financial life, getting the right insurance at the right price, the good and bad ways to borrow and how to reduce your debt, college funding if you've got kids to educate. Otherwise, I don't worry about it. I don't waste your time with it. Planning for your retirement, or if you're retired, thriving throughout your retirement years in estate planning, wills and trusts and the like. The investment planner, it doesn't overlap with the financial planner, takes an in-depth look at your investments. It shows you, in my opinion, how you should diversify your tax-deferred or retirement accounts versus your non-tax-deferred or brokerage accounts. It recommends specific mutual funds and exchange-traded funds, and these are no-load funds. There's no big commission on them. And it will give you a plan for going forward. And it'll also show you, this is complicated, but I love to do it. It gives a priority list showing, in order of priority, the best places to invest your money. I mean, is a Roth IRA better than a 401k? So it goes down the list of the best places to put your money, because that's a tough decision, and it's one that's hard to get a straightforward answer on. Mm-hmm. But it does in your Money Smarts investment planner. So hopefully you will take advantage of both the $20 a month level as a sustainer or $240 as a one-time gift. It's a great show of support to WOSU. And I will do my utmost. It's a real privilege for me to be able to provide you with information that you can understand, that will be helpful and hopeful. By the way, I'm not going to sit there and say, "Whoa, you're in terrible shape." What's the sense of doing that? So, it doesn't matter what your financial circumstances are. It doesn't matter what your age is, your family situation. I endeavor to get you good information. That's why I'm proud to say, have been the mm-hmm. financial planner and the investment planner are the number one and two most successful thank you gift in public media.
Right. That's for sure. Knowledge is power, too. A lot of, I understand the feeling of wanting to bury your head in the sand. I Mm-hmm. I totally get it. But knowledge is power.
It sure is. And it's... And, you know, you're up against a very entrenched industry. I mean, there was some legislation last year that would say that investment advisors or financial advisors had to put their customers' interests above their own.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the industry, what the hue and cry against doing that. That's what we're up against. And it's sad, but that's the case. And, you know, I remember a quote from – he managed to have it expunged from the quote dictionaries, but he was a guy I knew in school and what have you, a distinguished economist, John Kenneth Galbraith. And the remark he made when he was a professor at Harvard, he said, you know, we'll always have a Wall Street because that's where we can send our least able graduates for gainful employ. Yeah.
Enough said.
Yeah.
Thank you to Deborah Grond, I'm sorry if I'm butchering your name, and Galena for your pledge of support. Thanks for investing in your local public radio station, 89.7 NPR News. Everybody else out there, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Also, thanks to Mary Voller in Westerville for your pledge. Thank you so much for showing your support for 89.7 NPR News and for All Sides with Ann Fisher. I look forward to reading the comments, hearing what people have to say about the show. It helps guide me. I make the show. I produce the show as if I'm producing it for myself to listen to. So I'm right out there with you. Sometimes I'm listening to the show and I go, oh, I'm listening to the show. It's interesting. I catch myself off guard sometimes. So I appreciate it. And I'm doing it because I hope you'll appreciate it. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. The best deal of the day, thank you gift from our very, very esteemed guest, Jonathan Pond, is $20 a month. As a sustaining member, you'll receive the combo package, Jonathan Pond's newest book, A Personalized Financial Planner and A Personalized Investment Planner. These are questionnaires that are actually sent out, and then they respond with those planners. That's $20 a month. It's withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. Become a member online at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. We have about 17 minutes left. I'd like to get 10 calls of support at 1-866-897-9678. If you can't go give us a call, you can go online to WOSU.org and show your support. That's before the end of the hour. We have just a little over 17 minutes to go before the end of the hour. I'd like to get 10 calls or shows of support.
And Ann, yeah. we welcome all contributors, yeah, all members, and if you can become a new member, that's great. If you can, yeah, step up, if you're an existing member and can step up for an additional smidgen of support, that would be gratefully received as well. However, given the issues Ann has had with some of the last names, we are particularly anxious to have people with monosyllabic last,
yeah,
names.
Or could you put in a a pronunciation guide with your names? I appreciate it because, you know, I just can't help but look at a name. And if there's an option, I have to say them all. I know it's pathetic. If you have a question or comment for Jonathan Pond, 614-292-8513. Jonathan, when you do retire and you're eligible for Medicare, do you recommend the supplemental policies to be factored into your spending plan? I mean, is it important to have those things, or if you can afford them?
You sure do. You need them. You need the so-called Medigap policy, and you really need the, even though you may be in good health, you certainly should sign up as early as possible for the prescription drug coverage, Medicare Part D. And the reason for this, it's little known, I think, that the reason for this is that every month you delay or postpone getting the drug coverage, they assess a penalty. And now, it's not a whole lot, but it's a few dollars a year. And that penalty is assessed for the rest of your life. And that's going to prevent people from going in and, you know, suddenly they need some expensive pharmaceuticals and then they sign up. Well, they're going to be penalized for that. And so you need to do that. You know, Medicare and Social Security websites, and I might add the IRS websites, are very, very helpful. And it's a testament to the government, which, you know, it's easy to bash them, but their websites are quite good. These are complicated areas.
I've been on the IRS website lately, and I agree. It is very well done, very easy to understand. I wish they put the big numbers at the top, though, where you have to call if you have more questions. Let's go to Deb in Mount Vernon now. Deb, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. I have a question about annuities. I'm in my mid-60s now, I guess. And I'm just wondering, is it wise to take like 20% of my retirement and put it in an annuity? I've been approached about that, and I just am not
sure. Been approached by that.
It's a popular approach. What can I say?
Well, it's a popular approach, and it may make sense. It can make sense. But I tell you, in the East Coast, this is becoming a crisis. They're putting, you know, I talked with somebody recently. He was getting ready to retire, and he had a substantial amount of money in tax-deferred retirement accounts. And he went to this well-regarded outfit, and they suggested that he put $2 million into an annuity. First thing is, I asked, how much money do you have? He said, $2 million. So he's going to put all of that money into an annuity. There would be an 8% commission on that, roughly, in most instances. So it would be a $160,000 commission. And you're stuck with the annuity. So you have to tread very carefully, and you also have to look at lower-cost sources of annuities from, for example, Vanguard. Do you need an annuity? Well, 20% isn't too bad. It would be an income annuity, I presume, at this age. Is that correct, Deb?
Deb?
Yeah. It would be an income. It would pay you a monthly or quarterly benefit.
Right. Except I wouldn't even trigger it until I'm trying to push it to 70, frankly.
Okay. So it's a deferred annuity that would become an income annuity. I mean, you could do that, but and this isn't with retirement funds. Is that correct?
No, it would be with retirement.
Oh, that's outrageous. That is outrageous.
Okay. Don't do it. Okay.
Don't do it.
Well, that's
yes.
easy.
Yeah. I mean, the one of the reasons you go into a deferred annuity is that it's tax deferred. So why put tax deferred money into a tax deferred annuity? So this is not the right thing to do. And thank you, Deb. That I think this is probably edifying to more than just you. If you've done it, don't worry about it. It's not a horrible thing, but you are sub-optimizing your wealth. That's the only way I can add it. Not badly, but you are. So anyway, that's the kind of stuff that's covered in your planners,
right.
Much to the horror of the financial services industry. And I've had some huge companies say I'm trying to put them out of business, and I'm not at all trying to put them out of business, but I'm also trying to get you objective information that is helpful and hopeful. And there isn't a whole lot of time left, so I hope you will call at whether $5 a month, $10 a month, or $20 a month level, number 1-866-897-9678. Call now. Most important thing is you're supporting this absolutely magnificent community resource, so richly deserving of your support. And then you're giving me the privilege, and I do think it's a privilege. I consider it a privilege to help you get the best information I can possibly get you to help you achieve a better and more secure sleep at night type financial future.
We have just about 11 minutes to go and 9 calls to go if we can shoot for that 10 calls target that I mentioned a few minutes ago. Thanks to Jack Etheridge in Columbus for your pledge. So 9 calls to go. Jonathan Pond is here today to talk about personal finance, and because he knows how difficult getting your finances in order can be and how much you need frankness, especially with an economy that is constantly changing. But he is also here because he knows the importance of public radio, like he just said. Only public broadcast Broadcasting can offer you the detailed financial advice that Jonathan Pond offers. Call with your contribution to 1-866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org. Make a gift of $5 a month or a one-time gift of $60, and we'll send you the book Money Smarts. It's a great start. For $20 a month as a sustaining member, your thank you gift is the combo package. Everything we've been talking about this hour for $20 a month. This is a great investment in public radio and a great investment in the future of All Sides with Ann Fisher. Go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. All Sides with Ann Fisher is here on 89.7 NPR News thanks to listener support, listeners just like you. So make that call, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. We have about 9 minutes to go, and I'm looking for nine more calls. 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. It only takes a couple minutes. Really, it's fast, and you can get right back to listening to the program. We have an email from Brian. He says, my wife and I both have both regular and Roth IRAs with Chase, and the annual cost is 1.5% per year. Would Jonathan recommend transferring those to an ETF? What's an ETF, Jonathan, first?
Okay, it's an exchange-traded fund. Which are an excellent choice because they have very low expenses, and you're investing in an index like the Standard & Poor's 500 stock index or a international stock index, and it's shown that by and large, if you get average returns, you're going to do better than actively managed mutual funds will return you because they just can't keep up with the indexes. If you're comfortable doing what you want to do, investing your money on your own, and certainly the investment planner will help jumpstart that, I would strongly suggest that you might transfer the money because the 1.5% charge is bothersome. That's a very rich charge. The standard now is about 1%. So that's a bit of a drag on your IRA money. Good for you for having both traditional and Roth IRAs. If you qualify for a Roth IRA, by all means contribute to that. I think it's even better than a tax-deductible IRA. Yes, your tax bill won't be as low as it might be, but the Roth is a very, very powerful tool because later on in life, you can take that money out entirely income tax-free. So thanks for the question.
Thanks, Brian, for that email. Just seven more calls to go and just 7 minutes to go, and that's thanks to Jessica McDaniel and Pataskala for your pledge of support, and also thanks to Bonnie and Randy Matlow in Delaware. Thanks to you as well. I appreciate your support for 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. We depend on it. 1-866-897-9678. If you're out there wondering whether you should do it, just give us a call. Give what you can afford. Live within your means, by all means. 1-866-897-9678. Michelle in Reynoldsburg, you're on the air. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I am interested in finding out, and the last caller was helpful asking about Chase. I am questioning USAA. They're at 1.1% versus someone like Scott Trade.
Mm-hmm. Well, USAA is providing you advice. I'm not sure whether Scott Trade is or not. But it's good that you're checking this out, Michelle, because fees are declining in this market, particularly with the so-called robo advisors. And first of all, you have to see is USAA doing reasonably well by me or for me. But don't hesitate to make a change if not necessarily. To save a little bit on fees, but just to see the overall approach and if you're comfortable with what they do. The issue I have with a lot of these big institutions is that they put everybody into the same things, and that doesn't wash with me. And that's why with the Money Smarts Investment Planner, I select individual funds for each person so that it fits their wealth, their tax bracket, their age, their comfort level with risk, And I find that, you know, otherwise it's just cookie cutter that they use. And that doesn't mean it's bad, but I just don't, to pay 1 or 1.5 or whatever percent to have them put you in where everybody else is in, I don't know what kind of how valuable that advice is.
All right.
I'm going to get into trouble with the industry, but I don't really care. I love to spend this time here. I love to hear the votes for WOSU.
Yeah.
When you call in the waning moments here,
yeah.
and as Ann says, whatever level is comfortable for you, these tools are going to make a difference in your financial life. That's what they're designed to do, and it's worthwhile to get a few ideas. Now the financial planner has a priority list, so you won't feel overwhelmed. It's a priority list of recommendations, and typically the priority list is 30 to 40 items that I think you should do to help you with your financial future, and yet they're listed in order of priority, so that if you've got kids and you don't have a will, well, that's a high priority item for that individual. It might not be for some single college graduate who just came out, so it's designed for you, it's customized, and it's going to make a difference in your life. But don't call my office, please. tail between your legs saying, I missed the deadline.
Yeah.
Please call now. It's important that you do.
And you can use it at any time. You don't have to use it within a month. You don't even have to use it within a year. It's whenever you're ready to fill out those questionnaires, you can. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call to show your support. Thanks to John Berlin in Columbus for your pledge of support. 6 to go now in 3 minutes. I'm looking for 6 more calls in just 3 minutes. I know we can do it. We've got plenty of operators over there 2 walls away from me. Central Ohioans showing their support for 89.7 NPR News by answering calls and taking your pledges today. 1-866-897-9678. $5 a month as a sustainer. You get the book Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond or a $60 one-time gift. $10 a month as a sustainer. You can either get the Money Smarts Financial Planner or the Money Smarts Investment Planner. Either way, they come with the Money Smarts book and subscriptions to Jonathan's e-newsletter. It's a monthly e-newsletter. Also, at the $20 a month as a sustainer or a $240 one-time gift, Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond combo. This is the combo of the day. It is the best deal of all. You don't have to use it all yourself. You can split it up between family members, between friends, whoever. The Money Smarts Financial Planner and the Money Smarts Investment Planner, the Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond book, a coupon for 1 download of the exclusive ebook version of Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond, and a 1-year subscription to Ponderings, Jonathan's weekly e-newsletter. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call. Remember, we depend on our listeners for most of what we spend to give you the programming you've come to expect every single day on 89.7 NPR News. Tell us this is something that matters to you. Tell us why it matters to you when you show your support. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. We appreciate whatever you can do. And if you can't do it right now, you know, listeners, there's some people out there who simply cannot afford a single spare dime, and that's understandable. We know that happens. Someday they'll be able to down the road. Maybe they've been giving for years and now they're on a really strict fixed income and they can't afford it anymore. This is where we pull together and support each other by understanding that 89.7 NPR News is something that helps the entire community. Thanks to Kate Harkin in Columbus for your support. 5 to go in just 1 minute. Jonathan Pond, I have to say goodbye to you now. Thank you so much for helping us today. I appreciate all your support.
Well, thank you as well, Ann, and in particular, thanks to all the people who have stepped up, all of your members, and particularly the new members.
Yeah.
There's a couple of minutes left, so do make a call if you have a chance. I appreciate it very much.
This is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus and online at WOSU.org, a service of WOSU Public Media, 89.7 NPR News, global, local. Thanks so much for your support. Once again, the number 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. We appreciate your calls. We appreciate your support at whatever level you can manage. Thanks again. And always, thanks for listening. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.